All right. Can I have your attention? It doesn't work down here. It's going to record it up there, but it won't. Okay. Okay, folks. No prelude this morning. So get where you can see. A little heating problem, but should be better tonight. So we'll be upstairs tonight for the children's program at 5 o'clock. But we're glad you're here, whether you're a member or a visitor, if there's somebody out in the parking lot, or those listening later on the website. They've got the mic set up so that they can record for the website. So we're glad that you're here celebrating the birth of Jesus. Some of you may have to turn your chair a little bit so you can see better. And now I can see whether you're awake or not. Let's pray. Father, it's good to be in your house, and we thank you for your blessings. Lord, we know that this is an unusual situation for us. But Father, when we think about church folks, Christians meeting in caves, out in the woods, in little huts, shelters, all over the world, throughout the time, the history of Christianity. We know it's not the place, it's your presence that makes the difference. And Lord, we're so thankful for your presence. As we come to worship you and honor you as our King, our Savior, our Lord. And Lord, at this Christmas season, may we be ever thankful for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Chairs over here, Brent, if y'all want.
Well, good morning. You know, we are just going to have a Christmas spirit no matter what. You know that? We're not going to let anything happen to take away our Christmas spirit. It's interesting how that this heating system has been aggravating us a while. But just know that it's going to be taken care of. And we'll be talking about that later on in announcements. But for now, let's warm up together here. We've got a nice warm place to visit this morning. Let's sing a song. I didn't bring a bunch of books down here. I thought what we'd do, just sing some Christmas carols together like we used to do caroling some years ago. Let's sing Joy to the World. When I do that, that's just a good, and it's just a couple verses, that the ones that you know, okay? And we'll do it a cappella, and I'll try to get a key that everybody likes, okay? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Sing the last verse. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nation prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Okay, we didn't take up the offering, so ushers, if you want to, we'll just do this as everybody leaves. If you have a part, you want to do that. Yeah, we'll have two offerings today. You got two plates here.
We've got the special offering at the end also.
Okay, all right, okay.
Do what? Go ahead and do one now.
Yeah, let's do one now. Let's just do it if you don't mind. And we'll just come up with it. Let's do another song while they're doing that. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, okay? Mm-hmm. Hark the Herald Angels Sing,
glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nation rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
All right, let's do the doxology. Let me stand up for that. We'll do that.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Now you may be seated. All right, I'll share some. This mic, by the way, you won't hear me through this mic. This mic is recording only, so that's so our people who are not with us today in the parking lot or wherever they may be on come on the web can and hear the message today as well. Okay, a couple things on the announcements go. Today, as you leave, we mentioned the love offering for our pastor, but what we want to do, we want to extend it also to next Sunday, because I know there was some people that didn't get the word, and so we want to do it to this Sunday and next Sunday. So if you didn't bring and not prepared to do it today, no worries, it'll be extended. Okay, so we'll do that. All right. Now, as far as today, boy, it's an important day today. We got our youth Christmas program coming today. Anyone got anything you want to add about that? What time do youth need to be here? Anything like that, Kathy? Anybody?
Yeah.
Four, because everybody be here at 4 or 4:30. Okay, is that right? Okay.
And if anyone would like to help us put out the luminaries, we could use a few hands to help us to set the luminaries outside. And if you want to come about 4:30, if you want to come early and help us with that.
Okay.
It won't take just a few minutes to light the
candles. Okay. All right. All right, that'll be good. Do that. And also want to tell you about the bags that you see here. The fruit bags, there will be for everybody today to take one home with you. Plus, you take back one with somebody that wasn't able to be here today. Maybe a shut-in. If you know a shut-in, you need to take the bags. We've got plenty to share with everybody to do that. And then tonight, we'll have them back here in the back tonight. So when we leave tonight, somebody will hear tonight that didn't make it this morning can have a bag as well. So that's the way and those are good bags. I mean, those bags, we got a lot of fruit in it, haven't we, Pastor? There's enough fruit that you can make a salad if you need to. It'll be good. Make a pie too. Yeah, you could do that too. Absolutely, absolutely. So, all right. So, the Lottie Moon offering. The Lottie Moon offering is still going on. And Brenda, where are you, Brenda?
Angie's got it.
What's the total, Angie?
I think it's
$1,400. So, roughly about $1,500 almost. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, those of you that don't have, you need to pick up your Christmas cards. So if you go up and get your Christmas cards out of your mailbox today, they're ready to go. They've all done a great job. I've already looked at them, and that's done. So do that. And then something that we need to do desperately, a call conference for next Sunday, the 29th, concerning the heat situation. And I know y'all ready for that, aren't you? We're ready to get that done. And so we're going to talk about the heat in this new building here upstairs and around. And then, of course, if they're ready, we can talk about it. And Tamara, I don't know if the building grounds will be ready to bring anything for the main building or not. But this is going to be worked on next week. The main building will be, so there'll be some heat in there as well. But we're going to have to do something to correct that situation too. And that will be done. That will be done too. So you will, if you don't get a chance to vote on the sanctuary next Sunday, you will in the coming weeks. And as soon as we get the quotes, we try to get two quotes and at each for maybe even three. And so then the stewardship committee today, while I've got this on my mind, the stewardship committee needs to meet for a few minutes after worship today. So Greg, and you need to see Greg, and should take only a few minutes, and that's per Greg. And I believe Greg's a man, he says that, I believe that's the way it'll be. So anyway, all you stewardship members, please see Greg, have a place to meet, and you can meet here, whatever, Greg, you decide to do today for that. Okay? All right. Okay, and that's, so the call conference will be for next Sunday the 29th. Is there anything further on announcements that I may have overlooked? Thank you, Brenda. There's Raymond calendars. Now, I don't know how many of you like Raymond calendars, but my wife, for instance, she I don't think she would live without one. She could live without me better than I think she'd live without a Raymond calendar. But anyway, she thinks they're great. Now, they are. They're really fun to look at and work with. So I've got one. As a matter of fact, I got a couple, Brenda. So my three, and so maybe four. No, three. That's all. But anyway, get your calendar if you will. They'll be upstairs, and they're compliments of Hartsville Funeral Home and Tim and Diane Smith. Okay, so let's be sure that we know that too. Okay, any further announcements? Okay, then let's go to our. Oh yes, thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Tonight we'll have finger foods here, and after the service tonight, after the program tonight. And I'm going to also pick up a deli tray, so there'll be sandwiches here that you can make too. So don't go home and cook a bunch of food. It's not necessary. It'll be finger food, something light, and we'll have a good time together and go from there. And if you want to make a banana pudding, I guess that would be all right. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I'm just guessing. So no, I'm teasing. So anyway, thank you. I've never been here when I had to worry about food. It's always here. I don't know how y'all do it, but it is. But don't go to a lot of trouble. No fried chicken or anything. Don't do that. We'll be all right. We'll be all right tonight. If they want to. Yeah. That's whatever you want to do. Let's just put that. Just whatever you want to do. We'll eat it. That's for sure. All right. Anything further? Let's go to our prayer request. Then we do have a couple people. We need to remember Chris and the family. Tamara, is there any update this morning?
Lionel has been there all night. He is at CMC Maine, and Lionel's going all night.
He's
still there presently, and there's much to be done today and tomorrow, so please pray.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we know. I know the severity of it, and Lionel and I had quite a long conversation, and God's going to have to take charge of this, and He will. He will. His will be done, right, Tamara? And that's for sure. All righty. Also, let's remember to pray for our program tonight. Let's remember to pray for our children tonight. They're going to take charge tonight, and I love that. And I saw the rehearsal, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of seriousness in it as well. And I think right now I'm going to thank all those who had part in preparing this program for tonight. And I said, are the other members, are the people we need to remember for the prayer this morning? Karen.
Karen and
Bowington
and Brett.
Okay. Yeah, that's hard this time of year. Hard this time of year. How's Bobby?
He's okay. The doctor says that he just can't be around people maybe till after the first year.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Anybody else? Anybody to bring up today? Okay, then let's have a word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity now, Lord, that you've given us. Lord, we thank you always for your blessings that you send us each and every day. But now, Lord, as we go forward today, Lord, even though we're not in our comfortable surroundings that we're used to, Lord, we're in your house, and we're with you, and you're with us. And when your Spirit is, Lord, with us, Lord, we'll be just fine. And Lord, we're so thankful for this time of the year that we can pause and thank you, Lord, for the most precious gift of all. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for those of us here tonight, Lord, today, Lord, who know you as their Savior. But then, Lord, we know there are those that have not. And help us, Lord, and put a new desire in our hearts to witness to people. We pray. And then, Lord, as we remember those, Lord, specifically today, Lord, we want to remember Chris and his family, Lord, and all those who are ministering to him. We pray for the doctors. We pray for the things that they're working now, Lord, to help. And we pray, Lord, for your will to be done with that family. We pray, Lord, as again for our program tonight, and we pray for those who have a part. And then, Lord, we pray for Karen and Brent who are working with loss of a loved one. And during this time of the year, Lord, it's a quite of an emptiness that's there. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort that family. We lift up Brother Bobby with you to you today, Lord, as we pray for him. And as he is home today, Lord, we pray for strength for him. We pray, Lord, for healing of his body, that he may be renewed to a normal degree of health. And then, Lord, as our pastor comes today, Lord, and as preaches to us the sermon today, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will give him the words that we are so in need of, that we can apply it to our hearts and to our lives. And these blessings I pray in your name. Amen. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we can do. Let's sing a couple more hymns, Christmas songs. Yes. Yeah, I've got some, sure. There's some birthdays and anniversaries that I know I got them here. Don't you worry. You know, I know what you're up to. You know, you better talk. Okay, all right, here we go. Janice Hopkins is birthday today. Happy birthday, Janice. Grant Hartzell, birthday today and tomorrow, I think. He's the only one I know of that can have two birthdays, one in a day. Well, you don't feel any older. You're not getting twice as old, though, are you? Goodness gracious. All right, Anna and Angela Frick, 26. Happy birthday, ladies. And then Robert Hyde, the 29th. Robert, you don't look a day over 90, so just keep it up.
I'll be saying to you that.
I'm teasing you, Robert. Robert, you know I will tease you. You know that. And then Ted Barbie, December the 30th. And so we say happy birthday to all those people for sure. Sure. And let's be sure that the pastor over here, Jim, we'll take care of things for you now. I think you'll be all right. So.
You think?
I don't know. All right. Let's have some more. Let's sing a couple more Christmas carols, and then we'll let our pastor will come and sing. There's one that... we sing every year, and it's probably one of my favorites, and that's Silent Night. And I don't know how you can beat that for a praise song. So let's do 1 and 4 verses of the one and then verse 4 of Silent Night, and then our pastor will come.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly silent night, holy night, wondrous star with the night, with the angels let us sing, Alleluia. Hallelujah to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Thank you. Do you all going to have children's church? It's warm upstairs, so kids, you may be dismissed at this point.
You know, these days you hear a lot about fake news. And I flip through my phone and I'll see a little news item, and then I flip on down a few more and find somebody else that said the exact opposite. And so I don't know which is the truth and which was the lie. I suspect that one or two politicians on both parties lied to us during the recent elections. And you know, you can even tell the truth and give the wrong impression. I read years ago about an article about a car race in Russia. And so the Russian newspaper presented the how it all came out this way. Russian car finishes second. American car finishes next to last. So naturally you'd think of NASCAR with 30-some cars running and somebody winning, and then the Russian car, and then all of the bunch of other cars, and finally right next to last, the American car. That's the way we would picture it in our mind reading that news article. But you know what the real truth was? There wasn't but two cars in the race, and the American car won, and the Russian car finished second. It was all true, but it gave the total wrong impression. You know, telling lies goes back to at least the Garden of Eden. The Bible tells us that the devil was a liar, the father of lies, and from back that far, the devil lies to us. The devil lies about God. The devil wants us to believe those lies. And if he can get us believing those lies, he can keep us under control. Now, many of you have heard me say this before. The devil likes to convince us that God wants us poor, sick, and sorry. Because if he can get you with a poverty mentality, you won't ever want to give to the Lord's work or to minister to others. If he can keep you sick, you won't have the energy to do the Lord's work. And if you are that in those conditions, next thing you know, you're depressed. You're angry at God. Why does God make me sick all the time? Why does God don't give me some more money? Why does God give me these special breakdowns and bills and everything else? And we're just miserable. And if the devil can get us believing those lies, he's got us right where we want us. And I know a lot of folks that have that mindset. But what's the real truth? What's God's will? I want to go back to the Sunday school lesson from last week, Luke 2, if you want to turn there. to start with. Now, I'm not going to reteach the Sunday school lesson. Your teachers did a good job of it. What I heard was great. So I'm not going to reteach the lesson, but I want us to look at a couple of phrases in the Sunday school lesson. Luke 2, we want to read verse 10. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And then in verse 14, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." He says there's good news, great tidings for all people, and God has goodwill toward us. Now that sounds like God likes us instead of God being angry with us. That's the way it sounds to me. Now, I'm going to make a series of statements, and you decide which one's the good news and which one's not. You go to the doctor. Doctor says, "Your test came back great. You're in great health." Or the doctor says, "You only got 6 weeks to live." Which one's the good news? Or if the doctor says, "You've got a chronic condition, you're going to live with it, and you're going to be miserable with it for the next 30 years. Which is the good news? You look at your bank account and you got a surplus that you don't have to spend. Or you look at your pocketbook and you don't even have enough money to buy groceries for the week. Which is the good news? Your sins are forgiven, washed away, or God's going to hold that against you forever. Which is the good news? You can be saved if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you can only be saved if you're one of the chosen few. And if you're not one of the chosen few, no matter what you believe, you're not going to go to heaven. Which is the good news? God wants to answer your prayers, or God doesn't even listen when you pray. Which is the good news? You see, the angels proclaimed that at the birth of Jesus, it was good news that would bring you great joy, not bad news. Good news, not bad news. The coming of Jesus was good news. And that good news then and now is for who? All people, not some chosen little group. Good news to those who will believe and accept it. Well, were the angels telling the truth? Were the angels telling the truth? What did Jesus say? Turn with me to John 10. John 10. What did Jesus say? John 10, verse 10. "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it abundantly." Jesus said, "I have come that you might have abundant life." Now you think about a water glass. He didn't say you got a little dab in the bottom of the glass. He didn't say it was half full, three quarters full. He didn't even say it's full. He said it's running over. He says, "I've come that you might have a blessed life." Jesus said that's his whole purpose in being born, was that we might have a very blessed life. Now, Paul picks up on that theme if you want to turn to 2 Corinthians, verse 9. Chapter 9. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. And verse 8. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. God has enough grace for all of us. He says, all grace. It doesn't matter how much you sin, there's enough grace to cover it. It doesn't matter how much you need, God has the power to meet those needs. He says, you can be running over with good works. God wants to bless us so much that we can be a blessing. Let's look at one other thing that Jesus said. If you go back to Luke chapter 4. And what we really think of is maybe the first recorded sermon that Jesus preached. Luke chapter 4. And I think we're going to start reading at verse 16 as soon as I can get these pages that are stuck together apart. Luke 4:16, and he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." He closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Notice Jesus said, I've got good news for the poor folks. I've got good news for the brokenhearted folks. I've got good news for those who are captives, captive to sin, captive to the devil, captive to bad habits. I've got good news for those who are physically blind and spiritually blind. I've got good news for those that are in prison, in the sense of in prison anywhere, or in prison to habits or addictions, and those who've been bruised by life. And I've got good news because this is God's acceptable year. In other words, this is God's year to bless you. This is God's year to meet your needs. He said, I've come for a blessing. I didn't come to whip up on you. I've come for a blessing for you. And you know, what does that abundant life look like? Total forgiveness, one. Total forgiveness. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're forgiven for past sins, present sins, and future sins. God is not up there like Santa Claus keeping a naughty and nice list. God has forgiven you if you've accepted Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to walk in fellowship with the Lord, in close communion with the Lord, we need to stay confessed up so that sins don't harm our fellowship with the Lord. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we can be cleansed, but we are forgiven. Abundant life is total justification before God. God sees you as just when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are total abundant life is peace with God and the peace of God. The abundant life is answered prayer. The abundant life is the presence of the Holy Spirit living in you and in me, giving us comfort, giving us joy, giving us peace, giving us instruction, giving us guidance. And it's not just pastors that need guidance. You know, what do I preach every Sunday? What do I write every week? I depend on the Lord to tell me. And you need to depend on the Lord through the Holy Spirit to tell and guide and direct. When you're lonesome, depend on the Holy Spirit to give you peace and comfort. And that's one of his jobs, to give us comfort. The abundant life is a life of joy. You know, once you get it, joy means so much. Paul, in his letters, rejoice evermore. And again, I say rejoice. Now, stop and think about it. Paul wasn't sitting on a beach somewhere in the Mediterranean drinking iced tea. He wrote those rejoicing words out of a prison. Paul and Silas could be in the Philippian jail at midnight. They'd been beaten unjustly, illegally, thrown in the innermost stocks. And it says the prisoners heard them singing praises to God at midnight. Now, I'm not quite there yet. I might have been saying, praise you, Lord. Oh, I hurt. Praise you, Lord. Oh, I hurt. Lord, why did you let this happen to me? Praise you, Lord. I'd have been half, maybe, or two-thirds. But Paul and Silas were singing such loud praises that God sent an earthquake that shook the prison gates open, set them free. The jailer and his family got saved. What a blessing, because Paul had found the abundant life of joy. As I wrote about in the newsletter this week, the abundant life is a life of friendship with the Lord. God wants to be your friend. Your real friend. He wants you to know him in a fellowship. And good friends are a blessing. And especially when you know God's not mad at you. God loves you. God wants the best for you. And even if you mess up, the story of the Good Samaritan is so precious. Not the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son. So precious. That boy messed up big time. But his daddy was looking for him to come home. He was waiting for him to come home. And when that boy made the decision to come home, he wasn't told, you stink, you've been in the hog lot. Go get yourself cleaned up, and then we'll fix you a place in the barn. That boy was welcomed, says the daddy. Ran, put his arms around him, loved him, even when he still stunk. If you've ever raised hogs, it is not a pleasant smell, especially if you've got more than one or two. That boy was still dirty. Put a robe on him. Put a ring back on his finger, signifying that he's still a valued member of our family. You see, abundant life, good news life, is the life that God loves you. God cares about you. You may think, nobody knows me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. God does. God really cares about each of us. It doesn't matter how pretty you are or not so pretty, how talented or not so talented, how you struggle or not struggle, God loves you. Praise the Lord that God loves us. The angel said, good news. great joy to all people. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. I've come to meet your needs. The abundant life is a life of joy, a life of fruitfulness. Fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, and all the gifts of the Spirit. It's a life of blessing, that we're blessed and we're a blessing to others. When you celebrate Christmas, don't let the devil lie to you that God is out to get you. That God wants you poor, sick, and sorry. When you celebrate Christmas, remember, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, the devil hates it when a Christian begins to realize what an abundant life really is, believes it, accepts it, and begins to live it. When you begin to live and enjoy life, you give the devil fits. When you begin to let the Spirit and power of God flow through you, you give the devil fits. I think about Paul so often. Devil didn't know what to do with Paul. Paul's out here preaching and starting churches, and devil says, I got to stop that, so he puts him in jail. And so Paul sits there and writes Philippians and Ephesians and Colossians and all of these other books that have been blessing people for 2,000 years. Devil said, I got to stop that, so I got to turn him loose. No, wait a minute, he's starting churches. Well, now he's writing books, letters that are going to be a blessing. The devil didn't know how to do with Paul. He had him beaten. He had him imprisoned. He had him stoned. He had him shipwrecked. Paul just kept right on loving Jesus and praising the Lord and living with joy. Let's be the kind of people like Paul that give the devil fits because we believe what the angel said. We believe what Jesus said. That's the good news, great joy for all people. And you're one of the all people. Don't let the devil convince you that's just for the good people. That's just for the Baptists. That's just for the Presbyterians or some other group. That good news is for all people, and you're one of the good people, amen. One of the all people. Maybe pray. If there's a decision someone needs to make, I pray that you'll make it. You'll just come up right now. But I want you to understand, God loves you. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. God loves us. Father, thank you for that love. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. It comes out of your grace. We just receive it, Lord. And we rejoice in that love. We live in that love. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to get you some bags, and the stewardship committee, remember your meeting.